The drummer. Sunset on the river. Through water, sluggish with milt, the boat lifts her bows. Her wake washes flowers back against temple steps, where the drummer waits among panniers of fruit, his purple fingers tapping at the tabla. This is the dream I must enter. This river will take me inland. This drummer will be my guide. Where the boat's bows drive at incandescent interiors, he stations his beating fingers, his incredulous and scornful profile. A first scenario, maybe, something folded under memory, a heart beating in darkness, some childhood terror. When dawn breaks, I find myself far inland. The river narrows between beaches where wild beasts come to drink. The drummer smooths their cheeks lifted above fangs. They lap and listen. What betrays me to this moment, this center from which our wake spreads, lapping at warm animals on the margins of our way, sleeking their rank nap, sticking fur to bone? This center, where the drummer has fixed himself, a figurehead above the prow that knife-like slices one opacity to reveal another. Our source is behind us, the teeming city whose surface the cyclones replace with yearly replicas of ruin. But inland, where the figurehead directs its ceaseless slappings of water, is where the spring rises that brings this rhythm, this heartbeat, this lapping of beasts. What reversal has made us turn our backs on the effluent port to trace against its flow the thirsty patter of desire? Thud against the hull of corpses, the guts discharge unburned in the cholera season, their bones likewise revealed where wet flesh has parted to the passage of fire. Death expels them from this clear interior the drummer seeks. They discharge to that other source, the one I have almost forgotten, where the river's cleavage loses its margins in the muddy curvature of space, where the city rises and falls in its storms, flapping like the tatter of shelter I crouch under, feeling the margins converge, watching my drummer plunge his brow in feverish water.